我们今天晚上从第十章那里开始。
This evening we'll begin from chapter 10.
从第十章开始，弟兄姊妹们很容易就看见神的记录就从过去他所数算的转到一个国度的建立的这个事实里。
So starting from chapter 10, we can see that the Lord started with what he counted before until now to reveal the kingdom.
我想我们读到这里的时候，我要先和弟兄姊妹们提出一个事实。
So when we start reading here, we'll bring out this fact.
我们读过列王记，那是很久很久以前的事。
It was a long time ago when we read the book of Kings.
那现在我们读历代志。
So now we're reading the book of Chronicles.
如果从历史的事实来说，这两卷书里面所记录的都是相同的事。
From the point of view of historical facts, these two books are recording the same facts.
但是你很显然就看见神的灵没有把这两卷书并为一卷。
But very clearly, you see that the Spirit of God did not put these two books as one.
他是留下列王记，同时也留下历代志。
That he has left us with the book of Kings and the book of Chronicles.
那他们的区别在什么地方呢？
So what is the difference between these two books?
那现在我们来看，我们就看得比较清楚了。
Now when we read on, we can see very clearly.
当然从表面上来说，列王记是以色列为历史的主流。
So from the surface, the book of Kings, it is based on Israel as the focus.
我说的以色列乃是指着北方那十个支派的国。
And when I mention Israel, I'm talking about the 10 tribes in the northern kingdom.
历代志是南方的那两个支派的国，犹大国，为历史的主流。
And the book of Chronicles, the focus is in the two tribes in the southern kingdom.
但是这个只是表面上你所看到的重点不一样。
But this is only the difference on the surface.
但是当我们看进这两卷书的里边去的时候，
But when we read into these two books,
我们很容易就发觉，
And very easily we'll find,
他们不同的地方太多了。
There are many differences.
那你因为是这不同的地方太多，才显出这两卷书的那一个不同的那一个表达。
And also because of all these differences between these two books, then we can see the different manifestations.
比方说我们看历史的表面的过程。
For example, when we see, touch upon the surface of history.
在《列王记》里头记载的也蛮详细的。
In the book of Kings, it has very detailed recordings.
但是在《历代志》里头轻轻一带就过去了。
But in the book of Chronicles, it's only lightly touched upon.
那比方说现在大卫要出来做王了。
For example, now that David is coming out to be the king.
但弟兄姊妹你留意。
But my sisters pay attention.
大卫要做王的这一件事情。
The fact that David is becoming the king.
几乎是用了整个的撒母耳记上来记录。
It's recorded in almost the entire book of the first Samuel.
并且大卫做王以后的事情又用了撒母耳记下整卷的书来做记录。
And all the things that happened after David became king is used up almost the whole second Samuel to record it.
那然后在列王记里边也是稍微用了一点篇幅来记录大卫的事情。
And in the book of Kings, it used a few chapters to record the fact that David became king.
都是属于那个历史的内容的。
And it belongs to historical facts.
但是你来到历代志下，历代志的时候。
But when you come to the book of the Chronicles,
你就看见在撒母耳记列王记里头是记载的非常详细的那些事情呢
can,
就是那么轻轻一带，甚至连提都不提。
You can see the incidences that are recorded in detail in the book of Samuel and the Kings that is only lightly touched upon in the book of Chronicles.
而历代志里面所提的呢，
And what's mentioned in the book of Chronicles?
你在撒母耳记和列王记的里头几乎又找不到的。
And then sometimes you cannot even find them in the book of Samuel and the Kings.
但是我们都能知道，这许许多多的不同，都是在同一个历史的阶段的里头。
But we know that all these differences is in the same historical stage.
你说为什么会有这样呢？
And you may ask why is it?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们来到第十章的时候。
Now when we come to chapter 10,
我们把看神的那个记录转到国度的建立的时候。
We see the recording of the Lord has changed his focus to the establishment of the kingdom. And we can see the differences very clearly.
在撒母耳记和历代志是记在历史的本身。
And in the book of Samuel and the book of Chronicles, that they record the facts, the historical facts themselves.
而历代志呢，是记在历史的原因。
And in the book of Chronicles, it talks about the reasons behind the history.
列王记跟撒母耳记 是记载一些我们眼睛看得见的事情。
And what's recorded in the book of Samuel and the Kings is something that we can see with our eyes.
那历代志里头呢，是记录一些我们的眼睛不能直接看见的事情。
But what's recorded in the book of Chronicles is something we cannot see with our eyes.
但是这些事情确实在那里影响着整个历史的发展。
But these things are affecting the development of the history.
那现在我们来到第十章。
Now when we come to chapter 10.
那第十章很简单的就把整个以色列建国的过程都放在那里头了。
So chapter 10 very clearly and simply tells us the establishment of the kingdom of Israel.
但是在撒母耳跟列王记上就用了差不多两卷书的篇幅来述说。
But in the book of Samuel and in the book of Kings, they use almost two chapters to record all these.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到第十章一开始就说到扫罗战死了。
In the beginning of chapter 10, it tells us how Saul died.
扫罗的事情一点都不提。
And things about Saul is not even mentioned here.
接上去就说到大卫就坐上宝座了。
And right away it tells us that David became king.
但是大卫上宝座的那个经历呢，也提都不提。
But the process of David becoming king is not mentioned.
就是把两个结果就放出来了。
It just tells us these two results.
你在历代志里面只是看见历史的结果。
In the book of Chronicles, you only see the endings of history.
但是你读进去的时候
But you, when you read into it,
你不单是看见那个结果
Not only did you see the results,
我们也看见那个原因
We can also see the reason.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看到一开始就说扫罗战死了
So, brothers and sisters, you see that in the beginning, Saul died.
整个扫罗家除了他最小的儿子以外，但是在这里字句就给我们说，扫罗家就全部战死了。
But here, except the youngest son of Saul, they all died. And here it says the whole family of Saul died.
简单的来说，就是说扫罗的王朝就已经结束了。
Simply put, the whole regime of Saul has ended.
那这样就引我们去注意了，扫罗的王朝是怎么出来的呢？
And then let us pay attention to how the regime of Saul come about.
扫罗的王朝是人把他涌出来的。
And the regime of Saul is supported by people.
不是神把他带出来的。
But it's not brought forth by God.
这个我们读撒母耳记和读列王记的时候都能体会得到的。
And we can see this in the book of Samuel and the book of Kings.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
一提到大卫建立以色列的时候，
When it mentioned how David established Israel,
弟兄姊妹们很清楚地看见。
But sisters, you can see very clearly.
神的话就说。
The word of God says.
是耶和华把国归于耶西的儿子大卫。最末了。
It's at the very end, so the Lord.
把国归给。
So the Lord turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse.
用这很清楚，就在那里把两个不同的历史的那个原因和结果都带出来了。
So here tells us very clearly the reasons and the results of two historical facts.
从表面上来看
，On the surface，
扫罗是坐在王位上
，Saul was sitting on the throne，
大卫也是坐在王位上
，And so did David。
但是你看到里面去的时候
But when you read into it,
扫罗是出于人
Saul is out of man, from man.
虽然神也接受人的这一个拥戴
Even though God has accepted the support of men,
但是究竟那个源头不是从神那里来
But the origin did not come from God.
而大卫呢
But for David,
虽然这里是轻轻几句两句话
even though it's only a few
大卫就把国归于耶西的儿子大卫
that the Lord has turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse.
但是我们晓得那个过程
but we know the process of it.
当大卫还是小孩 还是少年人的时候
when David was still a young man,
神就已经差派撒母耳去膏他了
that God has already sent Samuel to anoint him.
这一个膏
And this anointing
乃是根据神的定义
is based on God's will.
那这样我们就看到一个问题来了
So now we see this issue here.
如果不是出于神的
If it's not from God,
尽管神允许
even though it's allowed by God,
但是那个结果就是不对
But the end result will not be correct.
因为神为什么不不做那一个安排呢
Because why is it God did not have that arrangement?
因为神就是知道扫罗这个人没有办法跟得上。
Because God knows that Saul cannot follow his heart.
所以神就不在安排里边就没有选中他。
So in God's arrangement, he did not choose Saul.
但是人又跑在神的前头。
But when man wants to walk ahead of God
把扫罗推出来
that they supported Saul
推出来的结局就是他自己本身也不好以色列国也不好
so as a result of this that Saul, both Saul and Israel did not have a good ending
那所以你看到这里一提到这一个扫罗的王朝结束的时候
so when here when it mentions the kingdom of Saul has ended
就是那么简单的就说了
it's just simply with a few words
不像在撒母耳记又说他去找那个交鬼的妇人来求问
that's not like in the book of Samuel that it talks about how he consulted a medium for guidance
又说到他在征战的里面那个光景是怎如何
and also talks about how the progress of the battles were
这里没有
it didn't mention here
就是说了在那一次的战争里面他和他全家都死了
he only said that during that battle he and his whole household died
特别留下一件事情
and it makes special mention here about his death
就是当他受了重伤的时候
when he was wounded seriously
他就给他拿兵器的少年人说你把我刺死吧
and he told his armor bearer to kill him
免得什么
less
免得别人说我是给未受隔离的人来杀的。
And that he said, otherwise, the people would say that I'm killed by those uncircumcised fellows.
你看他把扫罗到死还是维持着他的特点。
That you can see Saul until death that he maintained his characteristic.
什么特点
And what is his characteristic?
爱面子。
That he loved to
就是体贴肉体的。
He liked to save his face.
所以我们从前读撒母耳记的时候我们把扫罗看作一个肉体的表明
So when we read the book of Samuel we see that Saul was a manifestation of the flesh
那完全是根据他的整个的性情的表现
It's based on the expression of his nature
那么好了那他死了
So now he died
事情就告一个段落了
Now the things end here
但是神的要说的话没有停止
But the words of God did not end here.
所以在第十章那个重点乃是指出扫罗为什么会在那一种光景里头死亡。
So the focus of chapter 10 is to tell us why Saul died in such circumstances.
所以弟兄姊妹你注意十三节。
So my sister take note of verse 13.
这样
so now,
扫罗死了。
Saul died.
为什么死呢
And why did he die?
因为他干犯耶和华，没有遵守耶和华的命。
Because he was unfaithful to the Lord, he did not keep the word of the Lord.
这是头一件。
And this is the first thing.
又因他求问交鬼的妇人，没有求问耶和华。
And also because he consulted a medium for guidance and did not inquire of the Lord.
这是第二件,
and this is the second thing.
头一件事情,
the first thing,
不服权柄,
that he was not submissive to authority.
第二件事情,
and the second,
不以神为神,
that he did not consider God as God.
两个问题都是非常严肃的,
and these two problems are very severe that he opposed God directly.
那因此, 主的话就说得很清楚,
as a result, the words of the Lord is very clear.
所以耶和华使他被杀,
so the Lord put him to death.
然后就把国归于耶西的儿子大卫,
and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse.
那这很清楚给我们看到一件事情,
it let us see very clearly.
现在以色列国的建立,
now this is the beginning of the establishment of Israel. In the beginning, someone's walking ahead of God, but he did not fulfill the will of God. As a result, that God is himself bringing forth his will. We thank our Lord.
那所以当大卫 坐上宝座的这一件事情,
so when David was on the throne,
我们很清楚地看见,
we can see very clearly,
他是在神的手里头开始的,
that he began in the hand of God.
这就像我们刚才提到那个扫罗,
just like what we mentioned earlier,
他是从人的手里开始的,
that he began in the hands of men.
那是好像神, 好像人做好了 一个计划, 拿到神的面前, 要彼神签字承认,
as if that man came up with a plan and have God signed onto it.
但是大卫不是,
but it's not the same case for David.
大卫从开始就是神自己的定义,
from the very beginning, David is based on God's will.
从神拣选他, 一直到他坐上宝座,
from when God chose him until he was seated on the throne.
虽然当中经过很多很多的困扰,
even though there were many difficulties in the process,
但是历代志都不叫我们看那一些,
but in the book of Chronicles, it did not let us see that.
历代志只是带我们去看一件事情,
the book of Chronicles only let us see one thing,
神所定规的事情,
what God determined,
神自己负责是把它完成,
that God would be responsible to fulfill it.
所以大卫就坐上宝座了,
so David seated on the throne.
他坐上宝座, 神的记录就是说, 是耶和华使他, 被杀, 就是扫罗被杀, 然后就把国归于耶西的儿子大卫。
So the words of God says, so the Lord put him to death and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse.
那然后到了11章,
and when we come to chapter 11,
那用出来你就看到了,
my sisters, you can see this.
如果你要是回到列王记啊或者是撒母耳记去看的时候,
if you go back and read the book of Kings or book of Samuel,
当然大部分这一段的历史都记载在列王记,
and most of this history is recorded in the book of Kings.
你就看见那边的记载就, 那个经过是很曲折了,
you can see the recording and there's many turns in the history.
但是在历代志的里面, 神没有叫我们去看那些曲折,
but in the book of Chronicles, God did not let us see all those complicated things.
神只是叫我们看见他做工的结果,
but God only let us see the results of his work.
那他做工的结果就是大卫坐在宝座上,
the result of his work is that David became king.
那大卫怎么是坐在宝座上呢?
And how did David sit on the throne?
如果我们读列王记,
when we read the book of Kings,
我们就读出一段这样的历史,
and we can see this history.
大卫先是在希伯伦做王,
David was first became king in Hebron,
只是单单做犹大支派的王,
but he was only the king of the tribe of Judah.
然后扫罗家,
and then how,
大卫家, 还有很激烈的那个征战,
and there's also severe battles between the house of Saul and house of David.
然后才有以色列家来让大卫也做以色列,
and then Israel let David become the king of the rest of the 11 tribes.
所以在列王记那边就用了好多的篇幅来说到那一段的时候,
so in the books of the Kings, it used many words to describe this process.
但在历代志里用说你看到,
but in the book of Chronicles, you can see,
神根本就不再提那些曲折的事,
that God did not even mention all those complicated things.
神一提大卫坐宝座,
when God mentioned that David becomes king,
犹大支派的王的那一段,
he did not mention that David became king of Judah.
但我一写明出来, 就是以色列的宝座上的那一位王。
When it manifested, he was the king over Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意第十一章一开始就是说。
So brothers and sisters, take note in the beginning of chapter
11. 以色列众人聚集到希伯伦见大卫说，我们原是你的骨肉。
That all Israel came together to David at Hebron, and said, "We are your own flesh and blood."
第三节，于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫王，大卫在希伯伦耶和华面前与他们立约，他们就告大卫做以色列的王。When
all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, he made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel.
这个是历史。
This is history.
但是重要的句话在底上,
but what's important is what follows.
是照耶和华借撒母耳所说的话,
as the Lord has promised through Samuel.
比如说你看,
but this is what you
can see.
All those words that are used in the book of Kings is only lightly touched upon in here with a few words.
但是确实有一个很清楚的交代,
but it's a very clear
这一件事情,
saying. That this matter
是神借着撒母耳所说的,
as the Lord has promised through Samuel.
那就是说应验了神借着撒母耳所说的,
which is to say it has fulfilled what God has told Samuel.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是简单的记录,
this simple recording.
你要是看历史,
if you want to look at history, there's not much history for you to read. But why did God record this?
很清楚神要我们去领会,
very clearly, God wants us to understand
神指明的历史是神自己在那里掌管,
that the history of God's people is controlled by God Himself.
是神在那里给他们安排,
is God there to arrange for them?
也是神 自己在那里给他们成全,
it's also for God Himself to fulfill.
那, 现在我们看到了,
so now we see this.
大卫的宝座显明了,
that the throne of David
has manifested. 那也就是说, 那神在地上所要的那个国度, 那个基础已经显明了,
which is to say the basis of the kingdom on earth for God has
有大卫坐在这一个国度的宝座上,
then David is seated on this throne of the kingdom.
我们接下去一看的时候,
and when we read on,
你立刻就看到一件事情,
and you can see this immediately.
这一个大卫坐上以色列的宝座,
not only did David become king over Israel,
这个不是单单只是一个历史的问题,
and this is not just history.
这个是神那个永远的计划里头的执行的过程问题,
and this is the manifestation of God's eternal will.
因为马上你接上去就看到了,
because immediately you will see,
如果说你一个国度显明在哪里,
if you say the kingdom is manifested,
那有几件事情你不能缺少的,
there are several things you cannot
be left off, 不然的话你就没办法看见这个国度,
otherwise you cannot see the kingdom.
那是什么呢?
And what are these things?
第一就是王了, 当然那是宝座了,
first you have to see the king,
第二是京城了,
and the capital,
第三就是百姓了,
and also the people.
那比如说你看在这里,
this is when you read here,
很自然的就把这三个事情都带出来,
very naturally God has brought forth these three things.
先是以色列的百姓来到希伯伦,
first the people of Israel came to Hebron,
然后你就看到大卫的宝座,
and then you can see the manifestation of David's throne.
当大卫的宝座显出来以后,
when David's throne is manifested,
你接着马上就看到,
immediately you can see
耶路撒冷也出来,
Jerusalem has appeared.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们不留意神从前所说的话,
if we don't pay attention to the words spoken by God,
也不留心神在以后所说的话,
and also don't pay attention to
the words spoken by God, 你不会觉得这里头有什么特别的,
then you would not see there's anything special.
那做王嘛, 做王嘛,
so you become king, so what?
耶路撒冷, 拿上来也是应该的嘛，因为这个耶路撒冷是在迦南地，迦南地是神要把它赏给以色列的。
And it's only natural that David conquers Jerusalem because Jerusalem is in Canaan, and God promised to give Canaan to Israelites.
但弟兄姊妹，当你知道耶路撒冷在神计划里面的地位。
But brothers and sisters, if you know the position of Jerusalem in God's heart,
那你就知道这个事情不简单。
Then you know that this is not a simple matter.
那当王一显出来的时候，
When the king is manifested,
耶路撒冷的问题就必须要解决。
That you have to solve this issue of the Jerusalem.
那为什么我说耶路撒冷的问题要解决呢？
And why would I say that the issue of Jerusalem has to be solved?
那我们要回到过去的历史上面去看。
And we need to go back to the past history.
那以色列人进了迦南以后，
When the Israelites entered
Canaan, 我们在创世纪里面就了解了。
In the book of Judges, we could see
他们是占领了许多的地方。
That they have conquered many places.
但在许多的地方里头，总是有一些重点的地方，他们没有办法拿上来。
But among all these places, there are some important places they could not conquer.
而他们拿不上来的地点，其中一个就是耶路撒冷。
And one of the places they could not conquer it was Jerusalem.
我们读撒母耳记的时候，我们能读到的，读列王记的时候也读到的。
When we can see this in the book of Samuel and in the books of the Kings.
以色列人没有办法能把耶路撒冷从耶布士人的手里头接过来。
That the Israelites could not gain Jerusalem from the hands of the Jebusites.
以致耶布士人在那边有一些话。
So the Jebusites have these words.
唯有那个跛腿的那个残废的人才能让耶布士这个地方有改变。
That only the lame and the handicapped would make changes in this place of
Jebusites. 那个意思是说啊，以色列人根本不可能把耶布斯拿下来，耶布斯就是耶路撒冷。
Which is to say the Israelites, it would be impossible for them to conquer Jebus or Jerusalem.
除非耶布斯的人，那里头的话很有意思，你可以这样领会，除非等到耶布斯里头的人都成了跛腿的、残废的、瞎眼的，你就有机会把它拿上来。
Which is to say, unless all the Jebusites has become lame or blind or handicapped, otherwise the Israelites could not conquer.
所以就说你留意到四世纪里头所记载的。
So for instance, when you pay attention to what's recorded in Judges.
支派把他的地业都攻取了。
The tribe of Benjamin has conquered its inhabitants.
但就是剩下耶布斯，他们没有一点办法都没有。
But it's only this place Jebus that they could not conquer.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
但我们来到历代志的时候，
When we come to the books of Chronicles,
我们立刻就看到一件事情。
And we can see this immediately.
当以色列的宝座让大卫一坐上去，
When the throne of Israel was seated by David,
耶路撒冷的问题也就解决了。
And the problems of Israel
were solved. 过去以色列人没有办法来解决。
In the past,
耶路撒冷。
In the past, the Israelites could not solve the problem of Jerusalem.
但当大卫坐上宝座以后，
But after David became king,
耶路撒冷也落到以色列人的手里。
And Jerusalem falls into the hand of the Israelites.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们就要注意了。
And sisters, take note.
为什么在这里特别又提到耶路撒冷？
Why does it make special mention here about Jerusalem?
因为耶路撒冷这个是一个非常特别的地点。
Because Jerusalem is a very special place.
也是神在生命记里头所指出的立为他名的城。
And this is mentioned by God in the book of Deuteronomy as a city under his name.
也是在神的永远的计划里头，神特别选中来做将来国度的那个京城的那一个城。
And this is the capital or the kingdom chosen by God in his eternal plan.
也就是说那是神的政权在地上所执行的时候，那一个行政的中心。
Which is to say, this is the center of God's sovereignty when His authority is manifested on earth.
那么这些事情在以后我们都一直看到，神的计划就是沿着这条线发展。
And then in the future we'll see that how this is, all these things are based on this focus.
不单是以色列以耶路撒冷作为那个京城。
Not only is Israel or Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
我们也看到以后我们的主回来建立真的把国度在地上带出来的时候。
And we see in the future when our Lord returns and when the kingdom is brought forth to the earth.
那个国度的中心仍旧是在耶路撒冷。
The center of the kingdom is in Jerusalem.
如果你跑到永远里面去看，
If you go into eternity,
你看到将来的那个中心仍然叫做耶路撒冷。
You can see in the future the center is also Jerusalem.
虽然加一个新字上去。
Even though we add this word new.
叫做新耶路撒冷。
It's the new Jerusalem.
但是那个要表达的呢，就是耶路撒冷。
But what it expresses is still Jerusalem.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当大卫坐上以色列的宝座的时候
，When David was seated on the throne of Israel,
神就在这里把国度的那一个小影很明确的。摆出来了。
That God has placed very, for very clearly the small shadow of the kingdom.
这一个国度有百姓，有王，有京城。
And this kingdom has the people, the capital, and the king.
好，那现在我们看到国度的雏形出来了。
Now we see the very, very first form of the kingdom.
当然，这个仍然是在预表里面去看。
But of course, this is only the foreshadow.
那现在国度已经显出来了。
Now the kingdom has been manifested.
那这个国度显出来的那个过程，在神面前给数算的是什么呢？
So the, what is this process of the kingdom? And what is remembered by God?
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果我们一抓牢了这个神做工的记录，这一个特点来看历代志。
And if we get a good grasp of this recording of the work of God,
你就很清楚地看到。
Then we can see very clearly.
当国度的雏形显出来的时候，
when the first form of the kingdom is
manifested, 神立刻记下来的乃是出城这一个国度的那些关键的人物。
What God is manifesting is that the important people that would help to express the manifestation of the kingdom.
那是些什么人呢？
And who are these people?
所以从第十节弟兄姊妹你看到。
So from verse 10, verses you can see.
以下记录跟随大卫勇士的首领，就是奋勇帮助他得国，照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话，与以色列人一同立他作王的。
So these were the chiefs of David's mighty men. They, together with all Israel, gave his kingship strong support to extend it over the whole land, as the Lord has promised.
这里有一批人。
That's a group of people.
神特别把他们记下来。
That God has made special mention of them.
记上来的目的在哪里呢？
And what is the purpose of this recording?
记录上，让大卫照着神的旨意做王的一个很关键的事实。
This is the key of how David was made king according to God's promise.
因为大卫能坐上以色列的宝座，那是神的旨意的完成。
Because the fact that David can become king of Israel is the fulfillment of God's will.
但在神的旨意的完成的里头呢？
But in the fulfillment of God's will,
神很清楚的在那里记录下来。
God clearly recorded this.
因为神让大卫得着一批与他完全配搭在一起去执行神旨意的人。
Because God let David gain this group of people who supported him perfectly so that they can fulfill God's will together.
因为这里的话就是说的那么清楚。
Because these words are very clear.
帮助他得国。
Those people supported him.
与以色列人一同立他做王。
So for, with all the Israel gave him his kingship.
因为这很清楚就是记出这一批人在神这一个计划完成的时候他们所起的作用。
It tells us very clearly the function they have, this group of people, in the fulfillment of God's plan.
那当然，当我们读这一段话的时候，
Because when we read these words,
我们就不是单单看过去的历史了。
We're not only looking at the past history.
不是看以色列建国的历史了。
We're not looking at the history of establishment of Israel.
因为我们很明很很清楚的能领会。
Because we can understand it very clearly.
以色列建国的那个历史和过程。
The history and the process of the establishment of Israel.
特别是大卫和他的宝座。
Especially about David and his throne.
他所建立的国度。
The kingdom he has established.
是在神计划的里边。有一个非常非常明确的预表的作用。
And that is a function of foreshadowing what God has planned.
是预表将来神儿子的国在地上显明的那个过程的原则。
It's a type of the principle of how God, the Son of God's kingdom established on earth.
其实严格说起来，这里既然说是神做工的记录。
Speaking, even though we say this is the journal of God's work,
那在他的记录里头所表达的很自然的，那也就是神做工的法则。
So what's expressed in this recording is the principle of God's work.
那因此我们从当中我们就看到一些问题来。
So from here we can see there's some issues.
那我们先来看这一批人有什么特别。
Let's first look at this group of people. Why are they so special?
这里是提到大卫有三个勇士。
So here mentions there are three mighty men of David.
另外又有三个勇士。
And then there are another 33 mighty men.
一共有六个很特别的勇士。
Altogether there are six mighty men, very special.
前面三个勇士，后面三个勇士。
The three, first three and the second three.
这些勇士是大卫的勇士们的首领。
And these mighty men are the chiefs of his mighty.
如果你要从历史的角度来说，你就可以说这个前三雄和后三雄。
And if you say from looking it from history, you can say the earlier the three mighty men, earlier three mighty men or the later three mighty men.
的确，我们看到这些。
And indeed, we can see that.
然后在那里就提到有一大堆的勇士。
And then later on tells us about a whole group of mighty men.
我先和弟兄姊妹看这一把他们总合起来来看。
Let's look at it as an overview.
你看到他军中的勇士。
You can see these mighty men in his army.
他们组成的成分是很复杂的。
And it's not very simple the way they are grouped together.
不完全是以色列各个支派的人。
They're not completely belongs to the tribes of Israel.
也有外邦人。
There are Gentiles involved.
而外邦人当中呢？
And among the Gentiles.
有一些是本来是在神咒诅底下的人。
Some of them are people originally under the curse of God.
就是说以色列人进迦南的时候需要除灭的那些人。
They were the people who were supposed to be cut off when the Israelites entered the land of Canaan.
也有一些呢是律法的底下神给他们有特别的限制的人。
And then others are those who have special limitations under the law.
那举几个例子弟兄姊妹你看到。
And for examples,
有一个很特殊的人，弟兄姊妹一定知道的。
There's a very special person that brothers would know.
那就是赫人乌利亚。
Which is Uriah the Hittite.
就是拔示巴原来的丈夫。
Who was the husband of Bathsheba.
那这个是七族里头的人。
He is among one of the seven tribes.
然后你又看到那里有亚门人。
And that's all the Ammonites.
有摩亚人。
And that's Moabs.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
And verses take note.
这是按照以色列人的眼中来看是外邦人。
According to the Israelites, these are the Gentiles.
这些外邦人有些是神不要的。
Some of these Gentiles is not accepted by God. Some of them have limitations placed upon them by
God.
Because for example, the Ammonites and the Moabs, for 3-4 generations, they could not enter into the temple of God. But very amazingly, within the list of establishing David's kingdom, these people are
included.
If you look at it from an Israelite point of
view,
those who supported David to become king, some of them are Gentiles. And if you look at it in general, the fact that David can become king is a result of the Gentiles and the Israelites working together.
But
this is why do I have to mention this first?
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚看到。
You can see very clearly.
当年以色列国的建立,
the kingdom of Israel is establishment.
是神自己做的工,
is the work of God himself.
但是呢,
but
你很清楚地看到,
you can see very clearly.
神是借着以色列的人, 神的选民,
God is still his chosen people, the Israelites,
和外邦人,
and the Gentiles, that they work accordingly so that they can fulfill this.
弟兄姊们,
brothers, isn't it the same fact about how the church is built today?
那我们读以弗所书的时候，我们就留意到了。
When we read the book of Ephesians,
按照神做工的阶段来说,
according to the status of God's work, in the Old Testament, the time period, the Gentiles has no portion.
但是等到神的救赎，借着他儿子显明出来的时候,
but after God's Son, His Son manifests the salvation,
神就说清楚了。
That God says it very clearly, the purpose of redemption is to build up the body of Christ. And the fact to build up the body of Christ, which is for the Israelites and the Gentiles to become one. We thank our God.
那现在我们看大卫在那里把国度显明出来的时候,
so now when we see how David's manifesting the kingdom,
很清楚的你就看到,
very clearly you can see,
以色列人和外邦人, 他们一同在那里显明神这一个安排,
that the Israelites and the Gentiles, they are there both to manifest God's arrangement.
这是一点,
this is the first point.
另外一点,
another point?
当神记录这一批人的时候,
when God was recording this group of people, it's not when they were still alive.
因为按照历代志的记录成文字,
because according to the recording of the book of Chronicles, when the words are there,
一般说来, 那是文士以斯拉的手笔,
which is done by a scribe, Isra.
那就是很多年以后的事了,
which is many years later.
是以色列人建国又亡国，犹大给掳到巴比伦, 然后从巴比伦再回来,
which is the establishment and the ending of the kingdom of Israel and also Judah being taken captive and returned from captivity.
是那么长久才在文字上面显出来,
it's for this long period of time and then it was manifested in words.
但是我们感谢神的,
but we thank God.
虽然在人的中间那个文字显出来是好像晚了很多很多很多年,
so even though the manifestation through the words is many, many years later,
但是你很清楚的, 领会一件事。
But you can understand this very clearly.
没有这些文字记录写出来以前。
Before these words are formed.
这些人都在神的心里蒙纪念。
That these people are remembered by God in his heart.
等到这个文字显出来的时候。
And when the words are manifested.
当然全部都死掉了。
That of course these people all died.
但是我们要留意。
But what we need to pay attention to.
当大卫坐上宝座的时候。
When David was made king.
当中有部分的人也死掉了。
Some of these people died also.
最明显的就是亚撒黑。
Very evident.
就是约押的兄弟亚撒黑二十六章那里二十六节那里所说。
It's mentioned in verse 26, the Asahel, the brother of Joab, he died.
啊，他是当大卫还没有坐上以色列宝座的时候，因为跟扫罗家征战。
That he died before David was king, and he died in the battle fighting with Saul's household.
嗯，里边又有一个人。
And then there's another person.
是大卫还没有坐上以色列宝座的时候，他就给约押暗算他，也杀了他了。
And he was killed by Joab before David was made king.
但是这是历史的过程。
But this is the process of history.
但是神在这里不管那一个。
But God was not paying attention to these people.
神让我们看到的。
That what God wants us to see.
这一批人，他们在把以色列这一个国度建立的事实的里头。
That these people, in the process of establishing the kingdom of Israel,
他们所做的是神所纪念的。
What they have done was remembered by God.
他们活着也好，没有活着也好。
Whether they were alive or not.
都在神的数算的里边蒙纪念的。
That they were remembered by God.
那好了，那我们这样大体上看过了这一批人。
So when we have this overview about these people,
我们就回过来要来看了。神在这里把这一批人，特别是说到前头那三个跟后面那三个。什么意思呢？
And so we look at why is that that God wants us to look at these people, especially the earlier three and the later three?
No, 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为如果我们能掌握到新约里边的那些属灵的法则。
If we can have a good grasp of the principles
in the New Testament. 我们要领会神这样的一个数算呢、啊、那是非常容易的。
It would be very easy for us to understand God's remembrance here.
尤其是当我们能看到这一个建国的历史和将来国度的显现来连接上来的时候。
Especially we can see the history of establishing a kingdom and also in the future the manifestation of the kingdom.
大卫是预表我们的主。
That David is a type of a Christ.
他坐在宝座上就是说出我们的主在国度是坐在宝座上。
That he's sitting on the throne, which is to say our Lord will be seated on the throne in the kingdom.
大卫的宝座是借着这样的一批人来显明出来。
And David's throne is through this group of people to manifest.
那将来主的国度主的宝座显明出来又凭借着什么人呢？
And in the future, when the Lord's throne and his kingdom is manifested, who is he counting on?
如果我们对新约的事情有掌握的，
If we have a good grasp of the things in the New Testament,
你就看到，
And brothers and sisters, you can see,
得胜者就出来了。
The overcomers appear.
以色列人立大卫做王。
The Israelites support David as the king.
整个以色列都没有不同的意见。
There was no divided opinions among Israel.
是说那一个时刻。
We're talking about that time.
但是尽管他们对大卫坐在宝座上没有意见。
But even though they did not have any divided opinions about David being the king.
但是并不等于整个以色列人都在大卫做王的那一个过程的里头有作用。
That doesn't mean that the whole Israel they have a function in the process of David being the king.
这里特别给我们看到的说，这一批人是有作用的人。
And here let us see this group of people they have the function.
但这一批人在以色列中间是极其少数。
But this group of people is just a minority among the whole Israel.
虽然他们是少数,
even though they're the minority,
但却是让大卫坐上宝座的一个不能忽略的原因。
But this is a reason that we cannot overlook when it comes to David being the king.
弟兄姊妹，这和将来我们的主的宝座在地上显明出来的这个事实来说。
And in the future, the Lord, his kingdom, his throne established on earth.
那和现今教会的得胜者就有很直接的关系。
And it has a direct relationship with the overcomers today.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们留意到启示录七封书信里边不住的在那里显明得胜者的呼召。
And when we look at in the book of Revelation, the seven epistles about the calling of the overcomers.
为什么？
Why is that?
一个很根本的事实乃是。
The basic fact is that
神要得着一批得胜者，把基督的荣耀和丰富接过来，又显出来。
That God needs to gain this group of overcomers to receive and manifest Christ's abundance and His glory.
这样就把这个国度的规模带出来。
So it will bring forth the model of the kingdom.
而我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当我们看到这一批大卫建国的得胜者的时候。
And when we look at this group of overcomers in the establishment of David's kingdom,
他们的那一个被数算的特点在哪里？
We need to pay attention to what's special about the remembrance of them.
这里头没有记载每一个人有什么特殊的事。
Here it did not mention each person's what's special about each person.
但是确实有几个人神特别点出有代表性的事。
But there are several people that God had made special mention about what's special about them.
虽然只是点出其中的几个人有一些事情。
Even though he only pointed out several people, there's something special about them.
但是他们这些特点正是这一批勇士的特点。
But their characteristics are the characteristics of these mighty men.
那我们要留意的是这一个。
And what we need to pay attention to is this.
十四节。
Verse 14.
就说到其中一个勇士。
It talks about one particular mighty man.
一次就碰到腓力士人。
That he came across a Philistine.
那当时腓力士人很强大。
And at that time, the Philistines, they were very strong.
很多以色列人都在腓力士人的面前逃跑。
That many Israelites fled before the Philistines.
但是呢，这里头有一个勇士。
But here, there's a mighty man.
他就站住在哪里。
That he stood firm there.
把腓力士人挡住了。
That he has defended against the Philistines.
就扭转了那整个的战局。
And he turned around the whole battle.
叫以色列人大获全胜。
So that the Israelites gain victory.
有怎么这件事情
？But sisters, this matter
突出了这批勇士里头的一个特点。
It made special mention about these mighty men, their characteristics.
那或者我们用属灵的话来说，就是得胜者的性格。
Or in spiritual terms, the characters of an overcomer.
那什么性格呢？
What is this
那个性格是什么呢？
What is this character?
明确的为着神来站住。
That very clearly stand firm for God's sake.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这里说是他一个人。
It says he is only him himself.
但是有很多腓力士人。
There are many Philistines.
但是他不因为他只有一个人
，But not because he's only by himself，
所以他就不再站住
，So that he would no longer stand firm。
虽然他只有一个人
，Even though it's only him，
他知道他必须要站住
，He knew that he had to stand firm。
他不能在那里退下来
，That he would not flee。
神让他站在那里
，That God let him stand
there。他就站住在那里
，That he stood there。
我们感谢神
，We thank God。
就是。当时 他们勇士里面的一个特点。
This is a characteristic of the mighty man.
其实这个也是得胜者的性格。
It's also the character of an overcomer.
我们读七封书信的时候，你读到得胜者的性格。
When we read the seven epistles, we see the character of an overcomer.
但整个外面的环境都背上神的时候。
Even when the whole environment is opposing God.
甚至那个连教外面的那个教会的组织也背弃神的时候。
Even though the church organizations are opposing God.
他们仍然站住在神的一边。
They continue to stand firm.
弟兄姊妹们，历世历代以来得胜者的性格，无论他是在哪一个时刻所表达出来的，一定有这一点。
So throughout the generations, no matter when the character of an overcomer is this one, would include this one.
因为神实在是需要得着一批这样的人，来让神去做完他所要做的。
Because God has to gain such a group of people to fulfill what He sets out to do.
那这个是头一件事情。
And this is the first matter.
第二件事情我们要有留意。
And the second matter we need to pay attention to.
那这个事情在列王记跟撒母耳记都不提，没有提的。
And this is not mentioned in either the Kings or the Book of Samuel.
大卫有一次。
One time David.
他不晓得怎么样，他就想起伯利恒城门旁有一口水井的水，他很喜欢喝。
That for some reason he remembered in Bethlehem, a well near the gate of Bethlehem, he wanted to drink from there.
啊，他只是那么说一下。
And he just made mention of it.
如果有人到伯利恒城门旁那个水井，把一点水来我喝，哎呀，我就很开心了。
Then he said, I'll be so happy if someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.
当时就有几个勇士。
And then at that time, there are a few mighty men.
他们就去。
And they went.
就把水拔上来就拿回来。
And they drew the water and brought the water back.
当然那个过程我们不说了。
So we won't mention the process.
因为他们把水拿回来，大卫就不敢，不要喝。
Because after they brought the water back, David would not drink of it.
他说，他们是冒死去把这个水拿回来。
Because he said that they risked their lives to bring the water back.
这个水就如同他们的血。
The water is like, just like their blood.
我怎么可以喝他们的
血？That how could I drink their blood?
所以在事实上把大卫没有喝这个水。
So as a matter of fact, that David did not drink the water.
弟兄姊妹，你很能看见一件事情。
And verses you can see this very clearly.
大卫的心里头确实把这些水喝了。
In David's heart, he actually drank the water.
换一句话他说，他虽然没有从嘴巴喝那个水。
In other words, even though he did not drink the water
from his mouth. 但是他的满足比嘴巴里喝那个水还要满足。
But his satisfaction is even beyond that he can drink the water with his mouth.
因为他得着了一些人。
Because he has gained some people.
看到他们是一心一意为了满足他而活。
Because he can see that these people have one heart to satisfy him.
弟兄姊妹，这是得胜者的那一个性格。
This is the character of an overcomer.
一心一意只是为了满足主。
They only have one heart to satisfy the Lord.
他们没有想到自己。
They did not think about themselves.
他们只想到我们的主要得满足。
They only think of our Lord needs to be satisfied.
那我们就付代价去让主得满足。
And that we will pay the price to satisfy our Lord.
用这个你看七封书信里边，那能作为得胜者的。
And in the seven epistles, when it says that for those who can become overcomers.
没有一个教会的得胜者不要承担一个很大的冒险的。
That none of these would not have to pay the price of taking or risking their lives.
也许腓拉铁非教会的得胜者会稍微好一点。
Maybe the overcomers in the Church of Philadelphia may be
better. 但是其他那几个教会的得胜者，弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的看见，他们真的是要把命赔上去。
But the other overcomers of the other churches, they have to risk their lives.
士美拿教会你不必说了。
It's not. We don't even mention the Church of
Philadelphia. 因为不是得胜者已经把命赔上去了。
But they actually put put forth their lives.
得胜，如果是得胜者的话，那个命命赔上去，那是绝对不会例外的。
Then if they were overcomers, there's no exceptions. They have to put forth their lives.
如果你是在别加摩，
if they are the church of Pergamum,
或者是在推亚推拉，
or in the church of Thyatira.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚，你也了解。
And brothers, as you can see very clearly, if you want to be an overcomer, it would be amazing that you are not done with by Jezebel. And you are not rid of by the one who is seated on Satan's throne, it would be very amazing.
So, 你要看启示录七个教会里头的得胜者，你都看到他们是冒生命的危险而让神的心意得着满足的。
So you can see the overcomers in these churches, they have to risk their lives to satisfy God.
历史历代以来，用着你看到，
and throughout the generations, friends and sisters, you can see
所有站在主面前追求做得胜者的神的儿女们，他们都是如此付代价的来走上他们的路。
All the children of God who stand before God, they have to pay a price to walk on this path.
他们只有一个心意，
and they only have one heart,
就是为了满足主，
which is to satisfy the Lord.
这是第二个性格的特别。
And this is the second characteristics of the character.
那然后第三个呢？
And then the third.
这里你要提到看到一件事。
And then you see this matter here.
那是在二十二节了。
Which is in verse 22.
对不起，是二十二节那里边提到了几个人嘛。
And there are several people mentioned in verse 22.
他下雪的时候下坑去杀了一个狮子。
That's one person who killed a lion on a snowy day.
他又杀了一个埃及的敌人是巨人的。
And he struck down Egyptian, an enemy who's a giant.
另外还有又有一个人，只是拿一个棍子就对付了那个很强大的埃及人。
And then another, this person also only used a rod to deal with an Egyptian who was very big.
用词问你留意，这个是从当时他们那个征战的环境里边来说的。
And versus pay attention, this is about the environment at that time.
那我们怎么把他们的所做的总结出一个标题来呢？
And how can we summarize what they have to deal with at that time?
那你就看到得胜者的第三个特性格的特点。
See the third character of an overcomer.
乃是不受环境来影响他们的斗志的。
Is that their determination is not affected by the environment.
他们知道他们征战的目的是什么。
They know what they're fighting for, the purpose of the
fighting. 环境可以是很凶险。
The environment can be severe.
但是他们却没有给环境或是说给眼见的事物来影响他们的中心。
But the focus is not affected by the environment or what's visible.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那当时大卫的国建立起来的时候，
When David's kingdom is established,
我们看到神的工作的日记的里头所记录下来的事物。
We can see God's journal of his work.
我们看到一件事情。
And we can see this.
神很看重那些为着神的旨意而摆上他们自己的人。
God look upon those who would put forth themselves for his will's sake. He look upon these people very heavily.
是因着他们的摆上。
And because of what they have put forth, that God said.
他们是奋用帮助大卫得国。
That these people, mentioned in verse 10, they gave strong support to David's kingship.
照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话，与以色列人一同立他为王。
It's as the Lord has promised, and then together with all the Israel gave his kingship strong support.
弟兄姊妹，你看到他们的功用。
Verses so you can see their function.
你透过他们在神面前的蒙纪念。
Through the remembrance of them by God.
你也留意到神，我们的主，在这一个教会称为教会的时代的里边，不住的向教会发出得胜者的呼召的那个目的在哪里？
And you can see God and our Lord, the purpose of the calling of overcomers in the church and at this period of time.
啊，我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
那好了，记载了这数点了这些勇士的首领以后。
So after remembering of these chiefs of the mighty men.
弟兄姊妹，你就注意了。
And my sister, pay attention.
那来到十二章了。
We come to chapter 12.
那十二章是说什么呢？
And what is chapter 12 about?
是大卫跟随大卫的军队。
It's about the warriors, the armies of David.
刚才当然是这军队的首领。
And what we mentioned before, the chiefs or leaders of the
army. 现在就说到大卫的军队。
Now we talk about the army of David.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意神做工的那个日记里边所记载的事情，你不要单单只是看到那里有一件这样的事，这样的事。
And verses take note or pay attention to the journal of God's work. Don't just pay attention to the
individual events. 我们要留意神怎么写他的日记。
We need to pay attention to how God writes his journal.
到了十二章，弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
When we come to chapter 12, verses take note, verse 1.
大卫因怕基士的儿子扫罗躲在洗格拉的时候，有勇士到他那里帮助他打仗。
That when David was banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish, there were warriors who helped him in the battle.
他们善于拉弓，能用左右两手甩石射箭。
That they were armed with bows and were able to shoot arrows or to sling stones right-handed or left-handed.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们只是看到这里，
If we only read to hear,
你只是看到这一批人很有本事，
You can only see that these people are very capable.
但是你要看下去的时候，
But when we continue to read,
你看到那个特别了，
You see this special thing.
那个特别在哪里呢？
What is so special here?
都是便雅悯人扫罗的族弟兄。
And they were kinsmen of Saul from the tribe of Benjamin.
看到那个特点了没有？
Do you see this characteristic?
上面就说，
What's that
below? 大卫因为怕基士的儿子扫罗。
What says earlier is that he was afraid of Saul, son of Kish, that he was banished from his presence.
扫罗就是他的死对头。
That Saul was his opponent.
那扫罗是谁呢？
So who's Saul?
扫罗是便雅悯人。
Saul was a Benjaminite.
是当时的以色列王。
He was the king of Israel.
现在你来看帮助大卫的是什么人？
So now you see who came to help.
当然，整个十二章里边都是说到帮助大卫的人。
Of course, in the chapter 12 is all those people helping David.
但是在神的那个意志的里边，首先记录下来的。
But in the journal of God, the first ones that are mentioned.
什么人？
Who are these people?
便雅悯人。
The Benjaminites.
保罗的族弟兄
that the kinsman,
扫罗的族弟兄
kinsman of Saul
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这个你看到一件什么事情
and what do you see here
按照一般人情上面来讲
according to men
按照一般的情况来说
according to general purpose,
这一批人应当是帮助扫罗的
that these people should have been helping Saul
因为他不单是从政权那方面来说他是扫罗底下的百姓。
Not only is under the political powers that they are the people under Saul.
更重要的，他们在血缘上面是和保罗是最亲近的，怎么和扫罗是最亲近的
？More importantly, in blood relationship, they are the closest to Saul.
因为他们是同一个便雅悯支派的人。
Because they all belong to the tribe of Benjamin.
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得，
Brothers and sisters, if you remember, the tribe of Benjamin in the times of the judges, the whole tribe, there's only 300 people
remain.
So this is not a big tribe.
所以你看到那个基甸的时候 他就说到我是便雅悯支派里面最小的
So when you look at Gideon, he says that he's the smallest among the Israelites.
他们人数不是很多的支派。
They don't have a great number.
所以在亲族当中的那一份感情应当是
So they should have a special close relationship.
但稀奇的,
but very amazingly,
这一批人,
this group of people, they did not help Saul. But they turned around and helped David. And at this time, David was fleeing from Saul.
不是大卫得势的时候,
it's not when David is in power.
大卫在这个时候是逃亡的时候,
that David at this time, he's fleeing.
他是漂流的,居无定所的时候,
that he was wandering without a stable address.
但是这批人就特别跑来帮助大卫。
But this group of people, they came and helped David.
他们当中在这里特别提到他们的一些人。
So now here made special mention of these people.
如果他们有这样的本事,
So if they are capable,
如果他们投在扫罗的手下,
And then they went to help Saul,
他们都一定从扫罗那里,
And they would be used mightily by Saul. But they did not stand on Saul's side. But they came to David. And Moses says, what do you see here? Very clearly you can see. This is work done by God's hand. On one hand is to secure David. And on the other hand is to comfort David.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
您留意到,
that you can see this.
在大卫手下的那跟随大卫的那些人,
under David's hand, those who follow him,
他们是按照神自己的管理而进到大卫的队伍的里边来。
They enter into David's army under the sovereignty of the Lord.
如果我们这样的整个一个支派一个支派的看下去,
if we look at each tribe by itself,
弟兄姊妹你很清楚看到,
and brothers and sisters, you can clearly see this.
是神让每一个支派的那些精英都跑到大卫那里去帮助大卫。
That is God who led all those best people of each tribe to go and help David.
我们是在感谢我们的神。We
thank our God.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当这些人来帮助大卫的时候,
When these people came to help David,
那神在那里的那个一致的上面呢, 他们就是怎么说呢?
And what does it say in the journal of God?
你留意第22节。
Let's look at verse 22.
那时天天有人来帮助大卫, 以致成了大军, 如神的军一样。
Day after day, men came to help David until he had a great army like the army of God.
我们感谢我们的,
We thank our Lord.
然后他们这, 神把这许许多多的 从各个支派里边的人招来,
that God has called these people from all the different tribes.
那一共有多少人呢?
And how many in total?
如果我们把它加起来的话,
if we add them all up,
你看到好多人,
you see that many people.
但是, 这些人来归向大卫做什么呢？
But why, what do these people, after they turn to David, what do they do?
留意三十八节。
Let's look at verse 38.
以上都是能守寒武的战士，他们都诚心来到希伯伦，要立大卫做以色列的王。以色列其余的人也都一心要立大卫做王。
Verse 38, all these were fighting men who volunteered to serve in the ranks. They came to Hebron, fully determined to make David king over all Israel. All the rest of the Israelites were also of one mind to make David king.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但我们看到神那个做所记下来的这些事物。
When we look at all these things recorded by God,
神就是把他在以色列人中怎么调转以色列人的心思，让他们归向大卫。
That God tells us how He turned around the hearts of the Israelites so that they would return to David.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他从前怎么叫大卫得国？
How he caused David to gain the kingdom in the past.
以后我们主回来的时候，
in the future, when our Lord returns,
也同样的显明我们的主得着国度。
In the same manner, it's how he will manifest our Lord to gain his kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，你看到，
Brothers, did you see this?
当神的国度在地上显明的时候，
when God's kingdom is manifested on earth,
我们就看到一件事情。
That we'll see this.
这个国度的显现是根据一个什么事实呢？
The manifestation of the kingdom, what is it based on?
这是我们常常都提到的。
And this is what we usually often mention.
那是根据教会的长成。
Which is based on the maturity of the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
教会长成了，他就要与主一同德国。
When the church is mature, she will gain the kingdom with the Lord.
但是教会怎么得长成呢？
And how can the church be mature?
这是许多时候常常困惑着神儿女们的心思的。
And this is something that's often confused the hearts of the children of God.
因为你没有办法能在一个时间的里面看到一个教会有成熟的表现。
Because you cannot see at one particular time period that the church is mature.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们一再提过了。
That we have mentioned before.
教会的成熟不是看一时一地。
The maturity of the church we cannot just base on one particular place and a particular time.
教会的成熟是看整个教会的时期里边的那一个累积起来的总和的。
The maturity of the church is the end result of accumulation.
那现在在这里也给我们看到那个小影。
So now we can see a small foreshadow here.
那现在看十二章，我们看到。
So now in chapter 12 we can see this.
整个以色列。
The whole Israel.
那我们可以这样体会。
That we can understand it in this way.
将来主得着国度的时候。
In the future, when our Lord gains the kingdom,
那是全教会和我们的主在一起。
That the whole church would be together with our Lord.
但全教会就是所有得救的人。
The whole church is all those who are saved.
但是促成国度的显明的不是全教会的人。
But the part of those who help to fulfill the manifestation of the church.
那弟兄姊妹要听清楚啊。
So pay attention, brothers.
让国度得以显明的乃是全教会。
To let the kingdom be manifested is the whole church.
但是促成这个教国度显明的就不是全教会。
But the part that helps the whole church to hasten the manifestation of the church is not the whole church.
那促成国度显明的是什么呢？
So what is that hastened the maturity of the manifestation of the church?
那一批得胜者。
It's the overcomers among the church.
历史历代的得胜者，他们那个属灵的成分的累积。
It's the overcomers throughout the generations, the accumulation of them.
就叫教会给带到成熟的地步。
So they caused the church to be brought into maturity.
如果我们把它来看大卫德国的神所记下来的那些事情。
And we look at what's recorded by God about David.
我们好像也看到一点的眉目。
And we can see a little bit of hint here.
我再重复提这一点。
And let me repeat it one more time.
在历代志里头，你没有看到详细的记录。
In the book of Chronicles, you cannot see any detailed recording.
但它确实在那里记下结果和原因。
But it, what it records is the results and the reasons.
那正因为是这样。
And because of this,
我们才留意到它的结果和那个原因所表达出来的那个属灵的原则。
Then we can see the spiritual principles manifested.Or through, expressed through the reasons and the results. We thank the Lord.
历代志是带我们去看到我们怎么来跟随主。
The book of Chronicles lets us see how we can follow the Lord.
在其他的历史书你是看见神怎么带领人来执行他的计划。
In other historical books, you can see how God lead men to fulfill his purpose.
但是历代志却是叫我们看见我们是该如何做一个跟随主的人。
But the book of Chronicles, let's see how we can, how we should become a person who follow the Lord.
那到了十二节末了。
And at the end of chapter 12,
你就看到这样的一句话。
You can see these words.
以色列人甚是欢乐。
That the Israelites very, very joyful.
这是国度的光景。
This is the condition of the kingdom.
到了十三章呢
？And when it comes to chapter 13,
弟兄姊妹，你看到就转到另外的一个方面去了。
That he has turned, switched his focus.
那就跟圣殿的建造有关了。
And it has to do with the building of the temple.
几乎从十三章直到历代至上的地末了，都是围绕着这一个中心。
It's almost from the chapter 13 to the very end of 1 Chronicles. The focus is here.
因为到了十二章的时候，弟兄姊妹，你看到国度的小影完全的显明了。
Because when it comes to chapter 12, we can see the small foreshadow of the kingdom.
就是说，属于君王这个部分的事情已经完毕了。
Which is to say, the part has to do with the king has ended.
那现在就转到敬拜的那一方面了。
Now it has switched to the area where, of worship,
就是圣殿作为那个中心。
Which is the focus is the temple.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
下次我们从十三章开始看的时候，我们就看到这一个中心点的转移。
So next time when we begin in chapter 13, we can see the change of
focus. 但是无论怎么样转移
，But no matter what the changes,
都是为了神那永远的旨意的。在执行上的完成。
It's all for the fulfillment of the execution of the eternal purpose of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告吧。